Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled, Who Are Those Guys?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. An account of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Aram, and Aram the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nashon, and Nashon the father of Salmon, and Salmon the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David. And David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, and Solomon the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asaph, and Asaph the father of Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah, and Uzziah the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh the father of Amos, and Amos the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Salathiel, and Salathiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, and Abiud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Achim, and Achim the father of Eliud, and Eliud the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Mathan, and Mathan the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. So, all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord. In that great movie, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, as I'm sure many of you will remember, several times when he sees the posse following him and the Sundance Kid, Butch, played by Paul Newman, says, "Who are those guys?" Well, reading the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, I feel pretty much like saying the same thing. I know, okay, there are familiar names, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, of course, Solomon, Amos, but there are quite a few that if we recognize them at all, we probably don't know much about them. Nashon, Joram, Abiud. I don't even know how to pronounce some of them, forgive me if I got them wrong. Maybe, of course, you're thinking, oh, come on, they're famous. But maybe like Butch Cassidy and me, you're saying, who are those guys? Well, Matthew wanted three sets of 14 names, so presumably he was driven to citing some pretty unlikely names, and actually the third set only gets to 13 anyway. But what's really fascinating here, well, there are three points that strike me. First of all, the last name is Joseph, who wasn't Jesus' father at all, although he fulfilled that role in human terms when Jesus was growing up. It seems that Matthew's giving Joseph a significance that we rarely give him, and that he deserves for his role in Jesus' early life. Then, secondly, the first set of 14 names ends with David. And that's one of the outstanding figures of Jewish history. Isaiah and Jeremiah both suggest that Jesus will be descended from David. Isaiah says, "A shoot will spring from the stock of Jesse." Jesse, of course, was David's father. And Jeremiah writes, "Look, the days are coming, Yahweh declares, when I shall raise an upright branch for David." And branch became a messianic title. And then the third point. Unusually, Matthew includes four women in his genealogy. Tamar, Rahab or Rahab, Ruth, and Bathsheba. Three of them, sexual sinners in various ways, and the fourth, Ruth, a foreigner, a convert to Judaism, and therefore suspect. If it comes to that, not all the men Matthew names were saintly. David himself was an adulterer and a murderer. So, whatever Matthew set out to do with his genealogy, he wasn't putting Jesus in a context of respectability. And what's fascinating is that Jesus himself scandalized his contemporaries by quite cheerfully going to dinner with publicans and by saying, as we heard in Tuesday's gospel, that the publicans and the prostitutes would get into heaven before the respectable chief priests and elders. It's faith that counts, it's believing. On balance, you and I are probably neither as rigid as the Pharisees or as lax, as libertine as the publicans and prostitutes. But what will help us to live a truly Christian life is believing. And that, not your name, not your past history, what you're trying to do, and above all, what you believe, that's what really matters.